This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The decennial census feels very 2020 at this point, something that happened in a year we'd all like to forget. But last month, the Census Bureau released something that forced us to look back. Its best guess as to how accurate the once-a-decade count of every American actually was. The good news, officials say the overall count of roughly 331,449,000 people was pretty spot on. The bad news, the Bureau says it yet again undercounted certain demographic groups, including Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, while overcounting white and Asian populations. And that, as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains, will have economic ripple effects.
If you go to the census website right now, you'll see New Orleans had 383,997 people in 2020. That number affects political redistricting. It affects how public health experts estimate COVID rates. It's the number fourth graders lift from Wikipedia for their geography homework. And it's a number Mark Morial thinks is just wrong.
I think there's an undercount. I'm going to guess that's between 10 and 20%.
Morial is president of the National Urban League. He was also mayor of New Orleans during the 2000 census. He says while the last 20 years have seen more and better data in just about every other facet of life, the census is still struggling to count his city. And it's mostly because 60% of New Orleans is Black.
At best, the census was a D minus. And the reason it was a D minus is because the substantial undercount of Black and Brown communities should be unacceptable for a modern democracy.
Morial knows firsthand how the undercount can mess up local economies. When he was mayor, he tried to lure more grocery stores to parts of New Orleans considered food deserts.
If a grocery store developer chain looks at a neighborhood and says, don't know if there's enough of a customer base there, it leads to disinvestment.
There are a lot of factors at play. Renters are harder to count than homeowners, and African Americans are disproportionately renters. And there's a well-founded mistrust of the federal government rooted in centuries of racism. Throw in a pandemic, natural disasters, and interference from the Trump administration, and it's not surprising 2020 saw yet another undercount. The problem is that 2020 undercount isn't just a 2020 problem. Allison Plyer is chief demographer with the Data Center, which analyzes data in Southeast Louisiana.
The once every 10-year census, it is the foundational bedrock for all the statistics we track, including unemployment, jobs, poverty, housing costs, etc.
Census releases the American Community Survey every year. That's the more detailed data set that influences how $600 billion in public dollars gets distributed. The Census Bureau will make tweaks to make those numbers more reliable, but Plyer wishes it would use local data like utility records to improve the estimates.
This is something that they've done historically. They did in the 70s and 80s, but then for cost concerns, they narrowed that.
While the African-American undercount wasn't worse than in 2010, the undercount of Latinos was. The Trump administration tried to put a citizenship question on the census, and that didn't help. C. Leroy Cavazos-Reyna is with the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
People of color and minorities especially were afraid of giving their information to the government.
Cavazos-Reyna says the good news is the private sector has much more data than it had 20 years ago to measure Latino communities, especially as consumers. But the bad news?
By having an undercount, a lot of private sector companies could determine not to go to a community based on the availability of skilled workers there.
The Urban League and other advocacy groups are pushing for more avenues for local governments to challenge their census numbers. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.